Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. A little late on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. It's Captain Rollo's Reel of Weekend here. We're doing all kinds of great stuff to raise money to take kids fishing, as you've heard this morning. We're going to do a catch report right now.
It's time, man. There's some great fishing going on right now, and we're ready to talk about it. If you want to join us again this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, two ways you can do that, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Not only get in on the fun, get in on some of these Rollo stories. If you've got a story you'd like to share about your experience with friends of Rollo, we'd love to hear from you, or Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Also, your opportunity to win such a cool prize. And we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're giving away a brand new Anza knife to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and
it's
a really cool
knife.
Opportunity. Yeah, handmade, handcrafted, high-quality knife made right here in San Diego. So very cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
$100 knife.
At least. That's cool. Very, very cool. Great prize. And as Pete said, it's time for the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting. Our FishDope.com report is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It truly is a one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses. They run trips. They have six-pack charters, four-pack charters on a blackjack. I saw a really cool picture of a great trip just went on the blackjack with Steve Massey there yesterday. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, don't forget to check out East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. They've got all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. ECBT, a great spot in East County.
Yeah, and where are you going after the show, Mike?
East County.
We're going to East County Bait and Tackle.
Yeah.
Can't come all the way down here and not go to that store.
Yeah, for sure, because you're a freshwater guy.
I fish both, and this is the time of year I like fishing lakes. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no doubt.
Place.
Well, ECBT again, end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Dana Landing is right across from the SeaWorld and Mission Bay, right next door to the Dana Launch Ramp. You can't miss it. The best spot in town.
Indeed. Let's talk to Captain Mark Wish with our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Mike, Harold. Great show today. A lot of good info going on there.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And they're biting, Mark. They're biting.
They are biting. Thank God.
Yeah.
Kind of a long, slow stretch here. But, hey, get this, guys. So, you know, we had that crazy weather yesterday. I don't know about down in your part now, but it howled southeast here yesterday. And thank God it looks like we got some much improved conditions and some worthy opportunity for you guys getting out and about. On the outside there, weather's much better. All the small craft warnings, gale warnings, all that's down finally. Boats are back at Nick there. Fantastic bottom fishing and a sprinkle of yellow out there. We'll see if that gets going again. I'll have some reports from Santa Barbara Island again a little later. I got some buddies over there checking that. We'll see what's going on at my favorite little bitty island there, Catalina. Oh, boy, here we go. Finally. It's been a very slow spring on surface action over there at Catalina, but it's changing fast here as the past few days. Much improved on the mid-range size yellowtails on both sides of the island, backside east up toward the closure line. Watch out for that closure line, guys. They are right tickets, and they're expensive. There's been some yellow in that sector there, and then above the closure, stuff above Ben Weston there on the kelp lines, there's also been some of that yellowtail there. Pretty good scores the last couple of days. Decent amount of squid around. That's good news. That's what's getting that bite going there. It's just a sprinkle of sea bass. You know, it's been a very slow spring on the sea bass. Looked like it was going to get rolling full speed there in January, February, and they kind of let us down a little bit. So maybe they'll cycle back up here. There's also some yellowtails on the front side. On the east end proper, there's been a few big ones there. And then at the can dump and then Toyon all had some good signal there yesterday. Along the coast, good bass fishing. We took a tank of squid down the beach here the other day. Oh, man, it was a game on. It was fun. Including some world-class sheephead fishing on a rock in 30 feet of water. I mean, it was as good as anything I've seen at Nick for sheepheads. I mean, go figure. But the big news here on the coast has been that tanker-grade sea bass around. There's a hell of a spread of fish. And get this, I talked to one of my customers in San Francisco yesterday. He's got a bait tank on order, and they were fishing a little school of they're fishing halibut, and there was a little school of short sea bass came by, and right in the middle of the 24-inchers, they caught a 62-pounder in San Francisco Bay yesterday. So go figure that one out. And then, but down in our area here, it's been spread from Palos Verdes down to the Oceanside sector on those kelp lines there. Mostly mackerels, and most of that fish is 50 to 70 pounds there. It's all big ones. And then offshore, we got better weather, thank God, and that's going to equal some much better kelp patty fishing because the guys can just see the kelps. And that's been in that 371, 425 zone, and then a little farther down, like upper Hidden to the Hidden to the double 220 is where you might want to look around for a bluefin. And interestingly enough, one of the sport boats is checking way outside, so it'll be interesting to see what they find today. But overall, we got good coverage, better weather, prime moon phase coming up. It's game on. I think we're going to see some big scores here in the next few days.
Yeah!
You're not
yeah.
kidding, buddy.
Yeah, we're ready, yeah. man. And in the meantime, it's all the info you need is on fishdope.com. Got to get it. Got to have it for everything, all the details. Fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is the code. $20 off a new membership. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number at the store is rate code 714-840-4262. Website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, we've been making a lot of cool bait tanks for a lot of people. I just took Allie from Bloody Dex. I just took him his tank for 31-foot Steiger craft they're going to be running. This year, man, that's a cool boat, man. That's like a giant 25-foot Parker.
Wow, that's cool. Awesome. All right, Mark, appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, all right. Mark. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, besides a little bit of rain out there, didn't really affect much. Maybe a little wet there, but the boat's out there fishing today. Those half-day trips still seeing rockfish, other bottom fish there. The full days on the San Diego still seeing yellowtail. They're seeing other stuff out there, including some bigger fish. They're just not quite getting into them yet. They're not cooperating. But definitely check the website for those two trips, the half days, those full days. All the schedules up online there. You can make reservations online. We're having 1 days and day and a half trips running. The tributes out there, a few other boats out there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Like I said, the full schedule up there. You can make reservations online. Give us a call down here at the office, 619-224-3383. Obviously, the best option, come down, visit us in person, stop by the tackle shop, and get a Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito.
I got to tell you, Marcos, we went fishing the other day. I went with Doug and my boat partner, Neil, and Dana Landing, which we know, you know, we always make a little breakfast stop there in the morning. We got there before they did, and Doug went across the street and got the breakfast burritos. And, dude, I'm telling you, that is a breakfast burrito on the boat in the morning is, like, the best thing in the world.
You have a microwave.
Yeah, we had a microwave. So yeah. We just run out there. We nuke them up. It was, oh, man, I'm telling you, it was huge.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was the best.
There's a reason we named it after you. It wasn't a fluke.
No doubt, buddy. Man. Awesome. Well, Marcos, great report. We sure appreciate it. As always, one more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to get in all that great fishing.
619-224-3383. Give us a call. If you want to go online, do it yourself, seaforthlanding.com, or come down and visit us in person.
Right on. Great call, buddy.
Now, wait a minute. So they open at 5 and Dana opens at 6. Is that what the deal is?
No, Dana, they're doing some road work on Ingram, and just that particular day, like, the water was shut off, so Dana couldn't do breakfast thing.
Okay.
So, yeah. Right. Yeah, so Doug was the man and made it happen. We're getting very used to the all-in Dana Landing having everything there. And, like, you know, we didn't prepare to make our own food or anything.
But they don't have a Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's only one place you can get that.
And you know, now that you say that, that's a good point brought up there. Definitely check the schedule, check the traffic, getting in here, getting that point of view with a lot of stuff going on the weekend.
Yeah, good call.
Last weekend was a bit tough getting in here with a few races going on. So definitely check that. Give yourself extra time if you need to. And come down and go fishing.
Right on, Marcos. Great job. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right, Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial with the Northern Baja Report. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. Harold and Mike, thanks for all your work with Rollo and the other endeavors you're involved in. So, having a great show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, here in Baja, we didn't get a report from Mag Bay, so we're kind of anxious to see what's happening down there. I think it's going to heat up and start an early season, but I think our reporting guys are on the road this week. over at Mulahay on the other side. No big showing lately for the yellowtail. Deeper water snapper and cabrilla fishing's been fair. Over in the central coast, La Bocana, Asuncion area, slow. Possible halibuts on the beach. Smaller halibuts have been around. Calico sheep's head options on the near shore fishing there. But offshore in the central Baja there over at Cedros Island, Jeff at Cedros Island Kayaks reported much improved conditions there. Yellowtail biting very well in the south end high spot. Calico moving into the shallows. Best baits have been hard baits and the plastics. And he's got the tackle shop fully stocked, and the season's really starting to ramp up out there. Bay of L.A., conditions continue to be up and down when the wind is right and the current is right. There's been some decent yellowtail, smaller yellowtail, and some cabrilla and grouper still rounding out the counts there. San Quintin, topwater fishing continuing on the slow side, always the option for other reds and lings that are there in the good current and even in the rough weather. So that's possible in San Quintin, but nothing on the yellows that's been too exciting lately. Over in Ensenada, been windy lately. Yellowtail are there just waiting for the weather to settle down. And then Northern Cortez, good weather this whole week. The conditions were a little off and on, and the fishing was dependent on the conditions there as well. There's some Corvina and Sierra reported moving up north toward the San Felipe area. So decent weather there, and better weather week lined up. Head on down south.
Yeah, no kidding, Rick. And I know you're headed down to Rancho Leonero in preparation for our big spectacular. You're going down there just to get kind of warmed up before our statewide stripes and Sport Fishing Financial Tournament on June the 2nd, right?
Yeah, I'm going to head down there Monday and make sure the ranch is still there and ready to go.
You got to warm them up for us for that big, and we sure thank you. $500 cash for the largest Dorado or Wahoo for that tournament, and then $500 cash for the largest tuna. That's going to be a fun time, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like the Wahoo are starting to move into the neighborhood, so that'll be exciting. Maybe we'll pull in a whopper here for the $500 prize.
You bet. And you're going to hand somebody a check at that Rancho Leonero tournament.
Right out of my hand into their bank account and then maybe back into an investment.
Yeah,
there you go.
All right, yeah, which, speaking of which, if you want to invest with the right guy who knows his stuff and will take you fishing, it's Rick Jensen. Good man and good stuff. A lot of people in the fishing industry have been working with them, and they're very, very happy. All the reports are positive. So how do we do that, Rick?
Yeah, thanks, Pete. You can always take a look at my website, sportfishingfinancial.com, or call us at the office, 949-481-1807.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that. Have fun at Rancho Leonero, and we'll get a fresh report from you next Saturday.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend.
All right.
See you, Rick.
You too. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza Knives are handmade from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives, as well as hunting, general-purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives. Once you try an Anza Knife, you'll be hooked. Check Anza Knives at you can check Anza Knives for more details. That's ANZAKnives.com. Again, ANZAKnives.com. And see Don from Anza Knives at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show. It's next weekend at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Yeah, indeed. Go see Don at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show, Del Mar. Good guy, and see all those great knives, like the one we're giving away today to one lucky caller. That great Anza finale.
Handmade high-carbon steel.
Work really, really well. Seakeeper Demo Day is happening today and tomorrow in Marine Del Rey, my old stomping grounds up there. Go see Berkeley up there at Marine Del Rey. Go to seakeeper.com and click on Take a Ride, and you'll find out where and make an appointment. Go down there and check out the Seakeeper boat. It's really, really cool. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the $1,000 deal, because people are a little bit confused on that now. So we have, just go over real quick the deals we have for Reel a Weekend right now.
Okay. Tickets are $25 a piece.
And this is for Cap Morallo's Reel a Week. 30
That's right.
Different chances to win.
Right. It's 31 weekly drawings starting the first week of June. Every Tuesday we draw, and it runs for 31 consecutive weeks.
And by buying a ticket, you're in for 31 weeks.
Or until you win.
Until you win that particular ticket.
Right. Once a ticket
wins, you can win multiple times.
You can win multiple times if you have multiple tickets.
If you buy five tickets, you can win five times.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. So the basics is a $25 ticket puts you in all 31 drawings. If you buy it this weekend, anytime until...
Just this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, anytime Saturday and Sunday, we will mark the ticket LTH, Let's Talk Hookup. It's for a promotion to go fishing on the Liberty, meaning if you win a reel during the 31 drawings or 30 drawings, then you will, if the ticket says LTH on it, then in addition to getting your reel sent to you, you get a voucher to go fishing on a full-day trip on the Liberty. That's the bonus plan for buying a ticket this weekend through your promotion.
Any okay. ticket, one ticket
Any
or
ticket.
100 tickets.
That's right. The second part of this is if you buy four tickets, $100 worth, you, Pete Gray, will be writing a check for $25 for each ticket after that, and you'll be giving people their free ticket. So you buy four, you get five. If you buy eight, you'll get two, and so on. There's no limit to that. If you buy $400 worth of tickets, 16 tickets, you'll get four from Pete Gray, and you will also be qualified for the Liberty. All of these get qualified
for the Liberty.
So you get
20 tickets total.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, for $400.
For $400.
And you get a Costa sunglass.
Yes, I'm sorry, I lost track of where I forgot what I was talking about.
Giveaways.
You get a pair of Costa glasses of your choice, non-prescription, as part of the deal.
So limited to how many people?
10. We only have 10. I think half of those are probably already gone. I don't know because people are having to leave messages at this point because the phones are stacked up.
So just to go over real quick, you buy four. I'm going to buy a fifth one for you. You get $125 worth of tickets for $100.
Yes.
And so five chances instead of four.
That's right.
You buy 16 tickets, $400 worth of tickets. I'm going to buy four more for you. Get 20 tickets.
Yep.
And you get a $280 pair of Costa sunglasses.
That's exactly right.
For the first 10 people.
That's exactly right. And I think half of those are probably gone at this point.
So you better get on it.
If you call the numbers and you leave a message, please say on your message, I want this deal, because we will take them in the order the messages come in.
Now, the big deal.
And
I can't believe these are not gone already. This is an unbelievable deal.
There are only five of the big deals. It's a $1,000 donation. For a $1,000 donation, you're going to get 50 Reel of Week tickets. You're buying 40. You're going to pay for 10 for those people.
Right.
So 50 tickets. You also win. You are given. You don't win. You are given a custom-built Cousins rod that's valued at about $300 just for doing that. So we're going to send you that rod as part of this deal.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Wow.
You get your 50 tickets.
You get it.
50 tickets and a Cousins rod to get started.
And you have 50 chances to win.
That's right.
Exactly.
30 reels.
And
pretty good odds.
And we are also going to take those five people, and we're going to give away a two-speed, accurate, Dauntless reel tomorrow night. And if there's one person, two persons, all the way up to five, somebody in that group is going to win that reel.
$680 reel. Or
if you don't want the reel, you can trade it for a spot on the upcoming Tuna Wars trip, fishing with Captain Paul Hebert aboard the Liberty. I'm sorry, aboard the Tribute.
The Tribute.
As part
it's a two-day
of,
trip.
It's a two-day tuna trip.
$1,000 value.
It's a $1,000
trip. That's going to be a tough call.
Yeah.
That'd have to be a tough call to pick.
I'm going with Paul.
Captain Paul,
how much fun is that going to be to go with Captain Paul Hebert?
I'm with you. I think you're right, and I think that's what I would pick, too. But you're talking about almost a $700 fishing reel,
nice
though.
Day.
You know what I mean? Dauntless 500 2-speed is one of the highest end reels they make. That's a tough, tough call.
Yeah. So what do we do? We call right now, right?
Right. You call one of two numbers. Call 858-350-5870, extension 107. That call will be handled by Dorothy. If she doesn't answer the phone, just leave your name and number, and she will call you
back. Tell them what package
you want.
If you want to buy one of the packages,
let her know on the message. If you're just buying tickets, she'll call you back as soon as she can get to you. The other number is 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631. That goes directly to Tim Baker, who is standing by and taking orders. If he is on the phone, which he probably is, leave your name and number. He will call you right back as soon as he gets free.
And again, if you want the one of the only five available $1,000 deals with the Cousins rod and the trip with Captain Paul Hebert or the Dauntless reel, say, I want one of the $1,000 packages. If you want one of the 10 $400 packages, say, I want one of the $400 packages.
Exactly.
The Costa sunglasses.
With the Costa glasses.
Yeah,
exactly right. And if
you
just want to buy a couple tickets, call those numbers and they'll sell you a couple tickets.
Very good. All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
All right, you got it, buddy. How about we jump back into him and talk to Grant? He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Grant? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody today?
Doing great, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to share my wonderful experiences way back when with Ryan and the Boy Scouts with Friends of Rollo. And it was a very eye-opening experience in that we took one trip on a regular three-quarter day trip, and the participation from this middle-class scout troop was mixed. I mean, it was pretty light, actually. And the following year, and then we did six consecutive, we did the Friends of Rollo thing. And we had a collection that we did for any outing, $15, $20 a kid. So I would collect that, and I'd give it all to Scotty way back in the day. And she would collect it, and she says, "You're the first person that ever gave money to do these trips." And I said, "Well, that's just part of our outing." And we filled the boat every time, and for six consecutive years. And what I found out from this experience was, even in this middle-class environment, there were a lot of people that couldn't pony up to, I think it was 80 or 90 bucks back then, to take that trip. And it turned out that it was one of their most favorite outings. And we did a lot of varied and very fun outings every year. "Mr. Christensen, when are we going fishing? Mr. Christensen, when are we going fishing?" And they absolutely loved it. And it's a real example of how all kids will benefit from it. And what I didn't realize, since it's something I've done all my life, that many of these parents, they don't know where to start with this. And that certainly bridges a gap. And it's just been an enjoyable, wonderful thing. And I've really enjoyed in being with the organization and working with the organization as well.
That's awesome, Grant. So thanks cool, for the Grant. Story. Yeah. Appreciate all your help and appreciate the story. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks, which is right next to Dana Landing. We're talking about a lot about Dana Landing right here in Mission Bay. What's up, Ron?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Traeger Day.
Traeger Day. So what's going on at Fast Lane? Traeger Day?
Yeah. We got a big sale on Traegers. We're going to be making salty dogs. That's pulled pork on top of a hot dog with coleslaw and barbecue sauce. Oh, my goodness. They're really good.
Oh, man.
We got a salty cruise sale and Traeger Day. But you know what, Pete? The reason I called in was, if you guys out there have a kayak, you got to go on that mothership trip coming up to San Clemente Island.
On the Islander.
The Islander is the boat.
It's
the crew. Those guys are the bomb.
The day-and-a-half trip on the Islander. Such a cool trip. I'm going, Ron's going, Hayden's going, and you should go too. There's such a great group. And we actually have like half a dozen spots still available.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
I can't either. I had a client come in that goes every year, and I'm sitting there thinking, God, how many spots? There's six spots left?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, here's a great idea. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. If you go on our Instagram, Fast Lane Kayaking, you'll see my wife on her favorite kayak. You come down to the store, you buy this kayak for your wife, and maybe she'll let you take it on the mothership trip.
Sweet. Yeah, that's a good idea. So this trip is June 12th, leaves in the evening, June 12th. It's a Tuesday night. Fish all day Wednesday at San Clemente Island on the Islander.
Perfect.
And then back Thursday morning on the 14th of June, mid-June. The Islander is going through retrofit. Saw Goner yesterday. He said, we're like the first trip to really test the boat.
Oh, cool.
So it's going to be almost like a brand new boat, the Islander.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
They've really done a great job on it. So Ron, hey, here's the other deal. What if you don't have a kayak?
Oh, we can rent you one, an Outback with a bait tank. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of guys out there with kayaks that need to just get a little push to go try a full-on bucket list trip.
Yeah. If
they have questions, they should just call the guys. My guys at the store have gone on this trip. And just call the shop and say, hey, what is this thing? Yeah. What do you take?
I want to go on this trip. Now, they can't take pro anglers on the boat. They're too big and they can't do it. So if you have a pro angler, you want to go on the trip, Ron will rent you a kayak. It's like $100. They'll deliver it and pick it up. All you have to do is walk down to the boat.
Sign me up on that
for
program.
$100.
Yeah, sign me up on that
program. So if you don't have a kayak or you have a pro angler and you want to go on this Islander trip, I think you only have about 8 rentals available, right? And they're brand new kayaks, right? So what's going to happen to a brand new Outback when
after the trip?
What's going to happen to that kayak?
Well, they're going to go on sale, and you can use the money you rented it as a deposit. So it's it's a great way to test the theory.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. On an awesome trip, and it's so much fun. So Traeger Day going on all day today at Fastlane Kayaks. Come on down and get a salty dog. You have a deal on Salty Crew clothing down there. And then come down and talk to Ron about the Islander Kayak trip. Ron Lane, Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Thanks, Ron.
Hey, thanks, guy. Great show, by the way.
All right,
thank
Ron.
You.
Appreciate it very much.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more great information. We're also going to check in with another bonus catch report. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Yamaha's Wake Up to Savings sales event is here. Purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 150 horsepower four-stroke outboard and get up to $750 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. The Wake Up to Savings sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends June 15, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find a location nearest you. Check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, it's Captain Morello's Reel of Weekend here on Let's Talk Hookup. Lots of opportunity to get a lot of great stuff. Mike, give the numbers one more time. It's been busy morning. If you want to take advantage of these tremendous deals we've been talking about this morning, go for it.
You'll call 858-350-5870, extension 107, and 909-223-9631. That's for Saturday only, today only, on
and,
that second number.
And that's posted on our Facebook, Instagram, Facebook, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, Instagram, Hookup 1090, and then also Bill Varney, our great guy that does our email blasts, kind of violated our rule of every other week, but this is a special cause. He sent it out on to our email list and his email list, the whole details on this special drawing with the phone numbers.
You're going to be probably leaving messages when you call those numbers because the phones are busy. Just make sure that if you're going to buy one of the two packages, you tell them in the message so that if we run out, we'll take them in the order that the messages are left.
There you go. Bart Hall, good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick, and good morning, Harold, and whoever the other guy is.
Come on.
Good morning, Bart.
Hey, just buddy. Like at the office.
Another day at work.
Exactly. Good show, guys.
Yeah, it's
great.
Fun.
So I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I mean, you know, we obviously support Friends of Rollo, and I'm trying to figure out how to get $25 out of Pete. So I'm thinking, I'm gonna sign up. This is what all your listeners ought to do. I know some of them are thinking, well, I can't do the big one, I can't do the middle one, but if everybody. I'm going to sign up for $100 if I can get through on the line or put my name in the thing. And then if we happen to win one of those reels, because I obviously don't need another reel, I'm going to donate it back to Harold and to Mike, and they can raffle it or auction it off at the captain's reception next year, because obviously we won't have time to do it this year.
Great.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, right. That's great. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good call, Bart.
All right, Bart. Thanks.
Anyway, great show, guys.
Thanks
Love
a lot. It. Appreciate the call this morning very much. Carl from Fisherman's Landing has some great news this morning.
What's
good
up,
morning, Carl?
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to call and let you guys know that the Condor and the Pacific Queen, I believe Drew's already called in and let you guys know that they're on the big fish. But the Condor, he slid into a stop, and they've landed 150-pound bluefin already and had five or six going at the time when we got off the radio with them.
Oh, my God, dude.
Are these flatfall fish?
You know what? I didn't hear. He just said we got some going, and they were on. He went back down to the deck. I'm sure they are flatfalls, but I'm not saying guaranteed. I know that fish has been on a 50-50 mix, that smaller grade stuff. But you know how this bigger fish is normally on that bigger flatfall stuff. So I would come prepared with the flatfalls, your 80, 100-pound gear, your Talica 20s or 25s with the proper rig for those bigger fish.
Wow.
Can't stress it enough. We heard it from every captain when they called last year. We heard it when Drew and Marcus and those guys were on there. The big fish bite those flatfalls and bite them good. Please, please, please do not put one of those things in the water without a heavy, heavy fluorocarbon leader in front of it.
Right. 130 pound,
150 pound, two, whatever it is, make sure you've got a heavy leader. There were so many casualties last year on those real big ones without having that leader. It's
chew right through it.
They just do. They're so notorious for swallowing that thing down. Bluefin, they flare their gill plates. They shake their head more than other fish do. They got a big set of teeth on them. Like they'll just chew you off, and it just happens.
How long a leader?
18, 24 inches.
Oh, there you go.
Like that. You know, nothing, just enough to get from kind of the back of their throat up around the top of the gill plate.
There you go.
A couple feet is all you need.
Great news, Carl.
That's
somebody
great,
wants
Carl.
To book a trip. These are all one-day range fish. How do we do
Correct.
It?
Correct. Call us at 619-221-8500 or fishermanslanding.com. We have one-day and day-and-a-half trip scheduled on the Pacific Queen, Condor, and the Shogun. So if you guys want to go fishing, come fishing. The big ones are biting right now.
Wow. On the Shogun, too, huh?
Yeah, I know they have, I think, 3 day-and-a-half trips scheduled here on and off through the end of the month.
And Renee's been catching those things even when they weren't biting. So
yeah, for sure.
Now that they're starting to snap a little bit, it's really going to be on.
Yeah, and Gavin on the Queen, he's been one of the hottest picks. And Jimmy, he's a young guy, and he's got his opportunity to run the Condor. And I think he's going to do a really good job.
All right.
That's great, buddy.
Thanks, Carl. Good All news right. from Fisherman's Landing there. They're biting. Get out and go fishing. Appreciate that very much. Now, Harold, before we run out of time, I want to talk about Whalers Cove. The Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, man.
Harold Davis Invitational Whalers Cove trip. It's been sold out, our 4-day trip in August to this awesome, awesome location in southeast Alaska. But there actually a spot opened up.
Yeah, we have one. We had some illness and a person had to back out, so there is a spot open. Depending on how you book it, it can be 2 or 3 people. The facility that's open is called the Hunter's Cabin, and I know it's 2 separate bedrooms. They both have queen beds in each room, and it's its own cabin right there by the boot shack, really easy access to and from the lodge and to the marina. You're going to be on your own 26-foot boat. They'll fish two or three people on there easy. Or if it's a family and has a couple kids, you could have two.
Sure.
So that's great. And so you have your own private guide for you and somebody else. It's awesome. And that has been, you know, I love going to Kingfisher. I liked it up at Katmai Lodge, but this is a place where you can take your wife and the ocean's flat and there's
so
tons
awesome.
Of whales to watch. You can go kayaking. They can take you across. You can go up to the hot tubs, which are actually volcanic water coming out of the hills.
It's such a great experience.
Oh, it's amazing.
You can be self-guided like you do or fully guided.
Or go up the river.
Or go up the river like we do every year.
Yeah.
Go catch silvers. The time of the year we're going, it's wide open.
On a fly rod?
Yeah.
Anybody can do it.
Great
really
food,
good.
Super yeah. friendly staff, easy to deal
beautiful
with,
watch.
And it's that like
great fish cleaning.
It's that old. It's what you think about when you think of Alaska. Very frontier, you know, knotty pine, like rocking chair out front. It's just such a cool spot.
I love the scoreboard type thing. You go into the fish cleaning thing, and it'll say Pete Gray, you got 50 pounds of halibut and 50 pounds of salmon. You go, geez, that's good. I'm done, and you just start turning stuff loose.
Yeah.
Rather than you come back and they go, well, here's your 8 boxes of fish, and you go, oh my.
Yeah. So Whalers Cove Lodge. You want details on the trip, go to our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. Join us this year.
This year.
Yeah, and you can join us next year, too, because they're August already booking up for that.
August 14th, yeah.
That's
and next year is already booking, folks.
Yeah.
And so if it's on your bucket list.
That's how popular it is. This is a rare opportunity that this spot opened up with a cancellation. So jump on it. Go with us in August. You won't be sorry. Don and Dana Point, not a lot of time left. Good morning, Don.
What's up, Don?
I
all
guess
right.
Don left.
Even less time.
John in Capistrano. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Go ahead, John.
Hello.
Go ahead, John. Come
yeah,
on.
I wanted to see if there was any room left in that kayak trip
there,
going to Clemente.
Yep. There are six spots left, and if you don't have a kayak or if you have a pro angler, they don't allow pro anglers, you can rent one for $100 while they last at Fastlane Kayaks. Just go to our website, letstalkhookup.com, go on the shop page, and you can buy that trip $425 on that page, day-and-a-half trip on the kayak, limited to 22 people. That's it. You can buy that right on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the shop page, and book a trip before they're gone because they're going to go away.
It will be sold. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that brand-new handmade and a knife. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mighty 1090.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quebec. Rivera Road just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, big winner of the handmade and the knife going to Grant in San Carlos. Grant, congratulations. You are going to love that knife. They're
indeed
so killer.
Thanks to Anza and Don over there at Anza for donating that. Mike, give us the rundown real quick here. Reel a weekend here on Let's Talk Hookup with raising money to take kids fishing with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
We're busy selling Reel a Week tickets all weekend. If you'll call 858-350-5870, extension 107, all weekend. As long as you leave a message on that number before midnight Sunday, you'll be part of this deal. And if you want the recap on all this information, you can get it at your
Facebook page. Or Instagram.
Exactly.
Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show or Hookup 1090 on Instagram.
Yep.
But give us just a quick rundown. I'll give it to you here. $1. If you buy $100 of the tickets, four tickets, I'm going to buy a fifth one for you.
That's right.
And if you get, if you buy $400 worth of tickets, I'm going to give you four more tickets. So you get $500 worth of tickets and for $400. And for $400, you get a $280 pair of Costa sunglasses limited to the first 10 listeners.
That's right. And you get a voucher card, so you can pick
any pair
you want. You don't have to have one certain pair.
Then there's five available. I believe there's only a couple left right now. But there's 5,000. If you donate $1,000, so if you get buy 40 tickets, I'm going to buy 10 for you. So you get 50 tickets for $1,000. And you get a $285 cousin's rod.
Right, and you don't win that. You get that.
You get that.
Right.
And you're 1 in 5 chance, if we do sell all five out, or 1 in 4 or 1 in 3 or however many of these we sell, you get to either go on the Tuna Wars trip with Captain Paul Hebert on June 28th through the 29th for a $1,000 value, or you get a 2-speed accurate Dauntless $680 reel.
Right. So your chances of winning that drawing tomorrow night will be either 1 in 3
five
at the moment, 1 in 5 if we sell all 5, which we probably will before the weekend is out.
But the kids are all the winners.
The kids are all the winners.
So cool,
and all these are tax deductible donations. 501c3 Corporation, Captain Morales. One more time, Mike, number.
858-350-5870, extension 107. By the way, we still have some spots available on Tuna Wars. If somebody wants to go fishing with Captain Paul, just go to the CaptainRollos.org website for the details on that. But we do have some spots still available. Not many, but we have a few.
CaptainRollos.org. Thank you, Harold Davis, for all you do for Captain Rollos.
This has been the greatest show. I couldn't figure out whether I was looking at Chuck Berry or I was looking at Elvis Presley. Every time he was spending money, he was shaking, rocking, and rolling.
Yeah, watch out here. Yeah, spending my money there. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. And thank you all out there for donating to a great cause, Cap Rollo's Kids at Sea. Tomorrow, Rockhead Rick and I will be back in the Mighty 1090 Studios with Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty. He'll be fresh off the water with a great report, I'm sure. And we'll continue. We forgot also, you can win a trip on the Liberty, too.
Every one of these tickets this weekend qualify for that. When your Reel of Week ticket is drawn, you win the Reel of that week and a trip on the Liberty.
All right. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass. We'll see you next week. See you tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mighty 1090.